Right. It's basically like, stop talking about it and just start. Like, you want to apply for internships? Great. Like, sit down, shut up, and let's apply for internships, you know?
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. We're very excited to have you guys back this week. And it's a special episode.
It is a pretty freaking special episode.
We are here today with Lauren Berger, the CEO of Career Queen, Intern Queen, and author of the book, Get It Together.
I am so excited. You guys, like, she came to Athens to record with us. The Intern Queen, she's based out of LA. So excited to have her on.
I think it's going to be a lot of informational content that you guys will really gather some new tips from if you're applying for jobs or internships or just, you know, thinking forward to like what life is like, I guess, after college or something.
Oh yeah, I asked her so many questions because I'm a sophomore in college, so I'm currently looking at, you know, applications and looking at internships. So I just asked her some questions that I hope that you guys would have too. And Brooke and her talked about careers. It was just, seriously, you guys are going to get so much knowledge out of this.
I think it will be very beneficial. So you can go check out her on her handles. But first, obviously, we have to naturally talk about our highlights and lowlights.
Slight.
Just a little recap of the week. We actually recorded our podcast with Intern Queen that you're listening to now, like, Wednesday. And Danielle and I haven't, like, seen each other since then. So it has been a minute. So we're truly, we just sat and caught up a little bit, but we're catching up with you guys.
We're actually recording in Brooke's house right now.
I know.
A little change of vibe. It's cozy.
Thank you. No, I have Bachelor on in like 30 minutes, so I need to speed it up.
I had to come here so she could just go straight to the couch. I really like it. It's like a nice change.
Thank you. It's going to be a live tweeting Bachelor kind of night, so I'm like, I have to so like, ready. Prepare, you know? I just listen to
Brooke's tweets get me every time.
I actually am growing to really like Colton. Like,
He's cute.
I listened to him on Caitlin Bristow's podcast, and
I'm not watching this season, but I feel like I know everyone. I'm curious to see if Hannah G goes past this.
Yeah.
That's the only one I know.
I follow her on Instagram. I mean, she's super cute.
Yeah, she's super cute. But, like, I just, so many things.
I know. Yeah, I have mixed feelings on the Bachelor franchise, but it's
no, all, yeah, yeah.
It's all good, though.
Is it House Tours? House Tours!
Yes, it's House Tours!
Is it, what's it called?
Hometowns.
Hometowns. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course, Hometowns.
We're already, like, at that point. I feel like the season's flying by, right?
Totally flying by. No, it really is, because I feel like just yesterday, they were like, okay, we're watching the premiere tonight, and I'm like, yeah. What?
But anyways,
I'll watch it next wasting
away.
Season.
No, honestly, I'm wasting away my life with this show.
No, but problem. You, like, watch it with your roommates, and it's, like, fun and cute.
Yeah,
and, like,
you're right.
Good stuff.
Yeah, you're right. I have, like, a crew to watch it with. At least yeah. It's not, like, me alone in my room.
Yeah. No, yeah. I really should be going to Orange. I didn't go to Orange Theory right now. I'm so slacking on the grind.
Really?
Gotta say, yeah.
But you're on the travel grind, so...
Yeah.
On the come up. We can talk about that next week.
Yeah, we'll talk about it next
week.
Going to New York tomorrow, guys, for, like, a day. So.
Just a casual. What time is the flight?
It's at 1.
Oh, so you have to, like, boogie, kind of.
Yeah, I kind of got a boogie.
Are you going
to
drive?
I'm going to Uber.
Ooh. Uber.
They gave us an Uber code, so.
Ooh. Yeah, Uber everywhere.
Uber everywhere. Okay.
Dang.
Brooke is so popular with those notifications.
That was my, like, charger thing being, like, weird, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really?
There we go. So, anyways, highlight. Let's start with Lowe's, because then, you know, it always builds back up.
Yeah.
You want to kick it off?
I'll do mine, because mine's a little bit surface level, because I couldn't really think of anything.
Yeah, you're good.
So this whole weekend, guys, I feel like I might have talked about this last week, but I ate so much junk food, and I've been doing this lately, where I eat healthy on the weeks, which I guess is what I was trying to do. But I just, like, really eat unhealthy on the weekends. Like, I'm talking, on Saturday, my friends and I had... we had, like, Ideal Bagel for breakfast, like, a breakfast
so
sandwich.
Good.
I had never been before.
Yeah, it's really,
really
good.
Really good bagels.
And they're small. I'm not gonna lie,
yeah,
though. Do you feel that?
Small portions, for sure.
Yeah.
Could have gone for, like, a side dish.
That's why I go for, like, a brunch when I'm, like...
Oh, yeah.
Trying to, like, do a breakfast. Because bagels are, like, they're fine, but it's, like, one bite and you're... Not really.
Yeah, well, I got, like, eggs and cheese and stuff.
Cool.
But still, they're small bagels.
They are.
But, yeah, we had that, and then we Uber Eats, like, queso... And then,
I saw that post. I was like, that's what I was like.
I was trying to be like you. Because Brooke said, she was like, I try to, like, show when I eat unhealthy so people know I'm real. And I was like, you know, here's me dipping queso.
That I'm real.
No, it's true because I have had people saying I'm not authentic these days. So I was like, you know what? I'm eating queso. We're going to show it on the gram.
I've noticed it, and I were just saying it's a big trend this past week of everybody on the internet being like, I'm going to be really raw and real.
Yeah. Every couple, like, I feel like a couple times a year, everyone has, like, this, okay, guys, I just need to sit down.
It's like
talk.
A mental breakdown, I would say, which is actually what ties in with Milo, so.
Yeah, well, full moon, actually, well, the full moon was Virgo, so that was for me.
Oh, dang.
So never mind. My emotions were high. I downloaded
this new app. You would really, really like it. It's called CoStar, where you enter your birth time.
I have heard of this.
And you add friends on it, and it tells you, like, how your charts align. It's
really
cool.
You can add friends?
Yeah. So, like, I have Mariah. That's it. But, like, it tells you how you line up. It's pretty cool.
Every day?
No, like, just your charts in general.
What if it was like, you guys are going to fight today?
Every day for us, honestly.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, it's so, it, like, it goes into, like, details and stuff. So anyway,
wow. No, I'll have to download right after this episode. But, yeah, my low was just I ate a ton of junk food, and, it like, happens. I actually felt it. Like, I felt the next day, I was like, ooh, lots of junk food. But, you know, don't regret it.
It happens. So. Especially these weekends that we're, like, in Athens, and it was raining all weekend, so there's really
nothing to do.
Yeah.
But eat and watch movies. Yeah.
And, like, sit at home.
Yes.
Yeah. My friend said that. They were like, what do you do at home when it rains? I was like, probably the same thing I do here, but I just feel, like, less depressed. Like, here when it rains, I'm like, there's nothing to do. But, like, at home, it's less sad.
Yeah, here it's just there's literally nothing to do.
Yeah. On a rainy day. On a sunny day. Infinite options.
Oh, my God. Today was beautiful.
Yeah.
Loved today.
It was a good day. Okay, so my low light. I hate to get all
No, you gotta. You gotta get real and raw.
Yeah, this is real and raw for you guys on the pod. I tried to talk about it in vlog and I couldn't, so I guess I'll just open up here. No, it's fine. I'm fine now. It's just funny because last week we did our highlights and lowlights and both of us were like, yeah, like, life is lame.
And we were like, what could go wrong?
I'm never saying that again.
I know.
Yeah,
why did we do that?
I'm just not going to say that. We're just going
to... Yeah, we're just going to chill.
It actually is funny, though. So I don't really... I would say that my mental health is pretty strong. I'm a pretty strong-minded person, but for some reason, I just had... The middle of the week was just incredibly rough for me. It was just, like, I just felt like... It was one of those days where it was, like, I started off, like, decent, and then progressively, it was, like, this went wrong, this went wrong, this went wrong. I can't even really go into, like, specific details. I'm kind of, like, at a really, really weird point right now with... I don't know, like, I just, no, this is going to sound so dramatic, and I feel bad even saying it, because Danielle's going to be like, shut up, but I really do feel like a failure in a lot of aspects of my life, like, this is so...
She said this to me last week, but then you tweeted, and your parents told you they're proud of you,
yeah,
and you know it's, like, the best feeling, because your parents don't always say that. Like,
I know.
It's, like, a big deal.
No, it's true, and I'm, like, trying to progress and stuff, but I'm in this point where I'm, like... I, like, stepped back and, like, looked at so many aspects of my life. I'm, like, I feel like I'm overworking myself. Like, in terms of fitness, I'm working out so much. Or in terms of, like, jobs, like, I'm, like, really, like, on my grind. I don't... Just so many areas, and I just feel like I'm not progressing. Like, there's no forward movement. So, I don't know. It's just kind of a thing on top of thing.
Those are the worst kind of days when it's, like, okay, and then this happened, and this
happened.
I have days like that, too, and it's just everyone's on their different pace. And, like,
yeah. And if you're having a good day, you can, like, probably, like, brush your shoulder off and be like, who cares? Like, good day. But it was because I was already, like, in a negative mindset. And I didn't even express – like, it's so weird because I, like, didn't even express this outwardly to, like, my friends. Or, like, I told my mom, but I wasn't, like, outwardly to my friends, like, I'm having a really bad day, guys. Like, it was just kind of, like, a thing that, like, I dealt with, like, individually, you know?
For sure.
Yeah. I had, like, a little bit of a, like, real mental breakdown on Thursday. I, like – cried a little bit, wiped my eyes off, like, and then I, like, was like, no, I'm good, I'm back at it. So,
no,
you know,
it's
just
so
a bad
good
day
to cry.
I think it's healthy to cry in some regards, but yeah. I what's that song? Get back up when it knocks you down. It's about love. I'm pretty sure that song.
Sometimes love.
It was one of those moments, though, that I was like, I need to get up, get after it, like, stop feeling sorry for, you know, because you could either choose to feel sorry for yourself, or you could choose to get up and, like, work on yourself and be like, no, this isn't gonna be my life.
I felt so bad because I was texting you during that, and I was like, oh, I don't know what to do because I wasn't with you.
Yeah,
I literally
felt so bad,
but then looks like that night was, you know, you had fun that night.
Yeah,
so.
Then you have to go out and, like, you know what? That's kind of my highlight. Should I tie it into the highlight?
Yeah,
tie it into the highlight. I said that I, like, just leaned on my parents, my friends a lot this week. Obviously, Danielle helps a lot.
I really do.
My friends always, like, hype me up. And even though I didn't outwardly express to them, like, hey, guys, like, I'm having a rough week. Like, just being around people who, like, bring out, like, the fun in you, like, or, like, just distract me. Like, I was, like, laughing and having a good time, good weekend, and push me to, like, be the best version of myself, I guess, kind of. So I don't know. I think that's important to like have positive people around you. So
very
shout out to the homies.
You know how to the Michio mob. Brooke will never let me call her fans.
We can do better.
I know, but you just haven't thought of anything else, Michio. Yeah.
Brooke M Squad, but that's my family
M Squad. Is that really? Is like that your like group chat name?
Yeah.
Mine's just fam. Very boring. What are all your start a thread on Gals on the Go Facebook group, what your fam group chat is. Everyone's got one.
Yeah.
Everyone's got one.
They do. They do.
So I'm curious.
It's interesting. Yeah. I actually wrote on here, this is like so random, because like if you would have asked me this like 3 months ago, I would have been like, that's the stupidest idea ever. But I kind of am considering doing like a social media detox for a week. Like in a way. I don't know, like, in my own way, I don't really know.
No, I notice with you sometimes you get affected by things you see online.
Yeah, I do.
And I do, too.
A lot of podcasts and stuff, and I literally can't bring myself to do it. They suggest, like, not checking your phone for the first hour.
I try.
Tell me how hard that is.
It's hard. I can do, like, 10 minutes. That's it.
Oh, it's so hard for even me. Like, I wake up and... Not that I'm so popular, but there's always something that I could check.
Oh, there's something. There's
some sort of notification or something, and then... I was listening to Ed Mylett, and he said that if you check your phone immediately in the morning, you're immediately in a reactive state.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah. I listened to that episode.
On Ed Mylett show?
Yes.
Yeah, he's so good. I subscribed
because of Skinny Confidence show.
And it's so true. You don't want to be in a reactive state. You want to be in an active state where you're, like, you're the controller of your day versus, like, the day's controlling you.
Did you... So, was that the episode where he talked about how he has, like, 2 days in one?
Yeah, 3 days in one. He's running many days in his day.
Brooke, like, guys, you need to listen to this episode. I was like, what time does he start his first day?
6 a.m. to noon. Noon to 6, and then 6 to whatever the next...
Whatever, like, midnight or 10 or something.
I don't know where
he sleeps. It was midnight.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. So, he goes to bed kind of late.
So, he doesn't really sleep much, basically, is the conclusion of this.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know if I could do 3 days in one. But, yeah, he's crazy, guys. But he's really, really helpful in that sense. But I know. It's like, sometimes I wake up and I look at my phone and something was bad. Like, I needed to attend to it right away.
Yes, of course.
So, it's scary.
Yeah,
or, like, what if your class is canceled? And you're, like, getting ready for your class because you're trying not to be on your phone.
I know.
And your class is canceled. That's not fun.
Or I feel like I have to check emails and stuff straight in the morning, which... I don't know. I guess it gets kind of funky with the West Coast, East Coast time thing. That some people are still kind of working when you go to bed, in a way.
No, it's true. What time
you stop checking your phone.
Very true.
Not that it's like, I'm like that popular, but sometimes it's like stuff that I don't want to miss. So,
oh my gosh, not at all. No, I know. I think that could be good for you. Or like selective social media things or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm considering it. It's nothing crazy. I'm going on, I don't even think I've announced it. Well, Danielle and I have a trip confirmed, which is very exciting.
New York City.
For the summer.
Oh!
We won't talk about it yet because that will come up soon. But I'm also going on Birthright this summer, and that's going to be 10 days of being in another country. So I might just do it then. Just like do the no phone thing, and then we'll move it on from there.
For sure. Summer's a good time to do it. Like, that's what I miss. I'm sure you miss camp for that reason. That's why we went to camp.
We used to have to turn in our phones. Did you have to do that?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was a crazy time.
It was... You really have, like, really good friendships with people when you have no phones involved.
It's crazy. Yeah. You, like, play cards and stuff. It's crazy.
I know. And it's like, oh, I'm bored. Maybe I'll read a book.
And it's kind of nice.
It's so nice.
My friend was so dumb. Sorry, Madison. Love you. You know who you are. She snuck her phone in. She didn't turn her phone in. She just said that she left it at home and tweeted, like, snuck my phone into camp. The counselors came, saw us. She's trying to hide. It was the funniest thing.
Some people
of my
would
life.
Do like a two phone thing, like use their parents' old phone and like turn that in. I was like, you clever, savage. Yeah,
that is like that's just dedication. Like
it is. It's like a, but it's like the whole. That's why you go. Camp has no phone. What are you gonna be the only one?
Even our counselors couldn't have their phones. I don't know about you.
Really?
Yeah. First they could, and then they were using it too much.
I think mine had to. I can't really remember. We did, like, field trips and stuff where they, like, needed it.
No, yeah, certain points in time they'd get it, or, like, at night they'd get it, or, I don't know, there was just hours.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. So, your highlight?
Oh, honestly.
We just talked so much about me, I'm sorry.
No, very important stuff. My highlight's honestly the same as yours. I had a very, very, very laid-back weekend with my friends. It was
really
nice.
That was so off-brand for you. I noticed. I was like, Danielle's not, like, doing things.
I was not. My story was, like, two things. It was crazy. Yeah. We built a fort at KD, and it was really, really fun. It wasn't even a fort, really. We just put blankets because we didn't, like, put an overhead and, like, watch movies. Because one of our friends is going into surgery, and she's not going to be back until the end of the semester.
Oh,
yeah, my
gosh.
Friend Katie. So we were, like, trying to spend time with her and stuff.
Oh, cool.
But it was so funny. On Saturday, we were sitting there, like, just watching, like, Good Luck up Charlie. And I was, like, guys, like, are we going to do anything? Like, what's the plan? Like, I want to get my nails done. And they're like, Danielle, chill out. And I'm like, I know, like, I know we're all chilling, but can we plan the chill? And they're like, Danielle, like, you can't, you got to chill. It was the funniest thing.
I noticed that you had a weekend that you were just here and doing nothing. I was like, this is just, it is very off-brand.
It was fun, but just not going to do it every week.
Yeah.
I just, like, felt very unmotivated after it all, but it was good to hang out with my friends, for sure. It's just got to have a good balance for me.
Yeah. It was fun. I think it was a good weekend overall. I felt the same way. I was like, wow, we have nothing to do, but then we kind of made Saturday into a day, which I needed.
Yeah, you guys went bowling. Yeah, it was so cute.
I needed it for, like, it was, like, a very spontaneous day where it was like, let's go bowling, and then let's, like, get Mexican food, and then let's go out. Like, it was just, like, one thing after another. But I love days like that where it's, like, you have no plan, and then suddenly you have, like, one of the best times ever.
Yes.
You know?
So fun.
Yeah, it's fun to be spontaneous.
I know.
And say yes. Oh, we're saying yes?
Saying yes. Look at us saying yes. Yes, I said some yes to some things on Saturday, so I'm glad. All right, we ended up, like, actually doing things, so it was fun.
Yeah, fun. Yeah. Love that. Love to hear it. Well, I think we're going to go ahead and hop into the episode with Lauren after all that little chit-chat.
I know. We couldn't not put in the chit-chat, guys. This is a long episode because we talked a lot with Lauren, but Brooke and I are saying we're going to re-listen to this episode when we need some inspiration.
Completely.
So many great tips, I'm telling you guys.
Yeah, you might want to get it. I'd never do this with podcasts, but, like, actually get out a piece of paper and, like, write things down.
Or just write notes on your phone when you, like, I'm telling you.
It will definitely be something you'll want to bookmark for later. Like we said, you could check out Lauren. Check out our Instagram at Gals on the Go Podcast.
Yes.
And please let us know what you think about episodes like this, or episodes where we bring on a guest, like a special guest, I guess, in a special field or something. I think it's so cool.
We love this. We definitely are trying to figure out what guests you guys want. We're trying to cater it. We're going to New York at the end of the month. Honestly, if you guys know any people that live in New York City that would want to be on our podcast, give us some suggestions. We're open to it.
Definitely. Oh, my voice there. I go, definitely.
Definitely. I know. I'm about to sneeze.
What just happened?
That well, so we're weird. Falling apart. Should we get on into the interview with Lauren? Yeah.
Enjoy. Okay, guys. And now we're here with Lauren. Hi, Lauren.
Hi. I'm so excited.
Welcome
to Athens.
Thank you so much for coming all the way out. Seriously, means so much to us. Do you want to go ahead and start off with introducing yourself, given the listeners a little background?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Lauren Berger. I'm the CEO and founder of internqueen.com and careerqueen.com. Both are free sites where you can go on. You can get internships and jobs and read advice on how to make the most of them. And then I'm the author of the new book, Get It Together.
Woo! I've got it right here. Yeah. It's amazing.
Definitely worth checking out. So we kind of just wanted to chat with you, I guess, about first, Intern Queen is a business because you work for yourself now.
Yep.
And you, like you said, you manage, how many employees do you have working for you?
We have 10 people at Intern Queen now, and it's actually it's our 10-year anniversary. So I started Intern Queen in 2009. So it's been 10 years.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, which that's is kind awesome. Of crazy. Yeah. That that's I've amazing. Somehow been able to keep doing that for 10 years, but it's going well.
So I guess from when it started to now, kind of how has it shifted? What did you originally start it as?
Yeah. I mean, I was just talking about this the other day. When I think about Intern Queen, like in 2009, I picture me in this like blue Forever 21 dress, like sitting on the floor of my studio apartment, just like me and my computer and a bunch of papers everywhere and notebooks, just like trying to figure out like, A, what the heck am I doing? Mm-hmm. And I had just quit my first job after college. So I moved from Florida to Los Angeles, quit my first job after 2 years, and that was it. I was like, Mom, Dad, I'm going to be an intern queen now. I had about $5,000 in savings, which is like 2 months rent in LA, maybe.
Scary.
Maybe. Right today, probably with not
groceries,
even.
Groceries.
Right, exactly.
Gosh.
And I was like, I'm going to do this. And there really wasn't a plan B. So when I think about then and now, I'm probably still wearing the same Forever 21 dress. Let's be real.
I love it.
But, you know, today Intern Queen has an office in LA. We have employees in Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, and Denver. So we're a very virtual team right now. Yeah. And, you know, it's real. And like, not only does Intern Queen like pay my bills, but it also pays other people's bills, which is kind
that's
of crazy.
Incredible.
And we've reached over 6 million people through our website. And yeah, it's just crazy to see how something can go from just an idea to this full business.
Oh, it's crazy.
10 years later.
So when you said, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, I want to be an intern queen, what were their reactions?
Because
I can only imagine my father's reaction.
Well, they weren't happy. And Danielle, you and I are from the same place, which is funny. So I'm from Clearwater.
So
my parents are still there.
Are they?
And, yeah. So
did
I'm
you
there.
Go back a lot?
Oh, yeah. I was there a couple weeks ago. I'm there all the time.
We need to, have you ever been to Oxford Exchange in Tampa? We've got to go.
So cute. Yeah, it's so cute. I've only been like once. So yeah, I know. We'll have to.
Tampa gals.
Yeah. I got married on Clearwater Beach, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
Guys, this is so weird.
Wow. I know, so weird. But anyways, so when I told my parents that I wanted to be the intern queen, I have to first set the scene. This was like 2009, which was the recession, which was when everybody was freaking out about getting a job. So starting your own business was not what it is today. Today, it is much more common. Mm-hmm. I know so many entrepreneurs. Then I knew no entrepreneurs. So my parents were freaking out. They were like, are you going to work at Starbucks, McDonald's? You know, what's the plan here? And they couldn't believe that I was working at a talent agency in California. And they were like, how are you leaving that to start this?
I actually didn't know that. That's really cool.
So yeah, they were freaked out. And I think it took a couple years, honestly, for them to be like, oh, like, she's not crazy. This is a thing. And she can actually support herself this.
Yeah.
Aw, that's awesome.
So explain to, like, people who have no idea. Obviously, you say CEO of all these, you know, amazing businesses and whatnot. What, I guess, on the surface level, do those businesses do?
Yeah. So, okay, so my job, right, is so I oversee our two websites, so Intern Queen and Career Queen, which means that I have to make sure I because I'm sometimes known as the Intern Queen, you know, it's my voice that's writing and driving a lot of the content. I'm similar to, you know, you guys, obviously, making the content for all of your channels. So I'm responsible for the content on both platforms. And if it's not me writing the content, I still, like, play a part and oversee it. And just making sure the websites always have, like, fresh stuff on them. And then we also, I run the Intern Queen Agency, which is our campus marketing agency. So I'm constantly pitching brands and saying, hey, do you want to market to college students? Why don't you hire us to start a college ambassador program for you? And then we take all those students that use Intern Queen and kind of say, hey, do you want this awesome opportunity to represent Michael Kors or Keurig or whoever the brand is on campus?
That's super cool.
So, and that's how we make most of our money, actually, is really the campus marketing agency.
Oh, okay. That would make sense because companies like that are
willing to pay for that. Yeah, because it's so hard to connect with you guys, right? Like 18 to 24 year olds. So brands are willing to pay for that, which is great. And because of our Intern Queen connections, we're able to, like, connect everybody. So we always say, like, our mission is to connect young people with their dream careers. So as long as the opportunities fit that line, then we'll do it. So we say no to, like, I don't know. It's like, you know, we won't work with alcohol brands because, with our Intern Queen branding, if I was just a campus agency, it might make sense. But because of the Intern Queen branding, it doesn't. So just like, we don't work with, you know, I'm a little iffy about, like, birth control brands and stuff like that. So I always say, like, if you couldn't go home and be like, hey, mom, guess what I'm representing on campus because of Intern Queen? Then I don't, you know, I always want to make sure that's
okay. I think that's smart.
Yeah. So, you know, I have to do sales for my business. I have to do PR for my business. Uh-huh. I have to make sure our employees are happy. So I was telling you guys right before we started recording, someone said to me last week after they heard me speak, they said, being an entrepreneur looks so easy on social media. And it's nice. It was refreshing to hear that, like, it's not so easy. It's not. I have to put out a lot of fires, deal with a lot of personalities, manage a lot of expectations.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that you can never – I know for a lot of, like, influencers, it's kind of this way where it's never off. You can never really turn it off because you're always – there's always something that could be done, something you could check up on. Do you kind of feel that way ever?
Absolutely. And over actually, as I wrote Get It Together and kind of went on this journey too – Get It Together, literally, right?
You just have to check,
like,
it out. Great book.
A big part of like getting it together for me was separating, like, okay, I am not, and you guys, I would assume, have to deal with this a little bit too. It's like, I am not my work. Right? Like,
oh my gosh, I have to tell myself that every
morning.
Well,
and you guys started so young. You both started in high school, right?
Mm-hmm. Like middle school.
Middle school, wow. I always think, like, the me before all this, like, she had nothing to do with Intern Queen, you know? And, like, what about her? And I always try to, like, remind myself that I am not defined by my work. And I've really tried to find ways, like, I took my email off my phone.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Which is crazy. And that's people are impressive. Like, yeah, and people are like, you're the CEO of a business. How do you do it? But I took it off because actually I think my book came out before I wrote this happened. But anyways, I was at my brother's wedding. I was a bridesmaid and I was getting my hair and makeup done. And I found myself just, like, by, you know, habit, scrolling my email. And I was like, what am I doing? Like, I want to be in the moment. My brother only gets married once, you know?
That's so true. That's so true.
I was, like, mad at myself. So I took my email off my phone, and I haven't put it back. And I feel like it helps me be more present and more focused. Like, if I'm on the treadmill, I don't need to be sending an email. Yeah. And if I see something, I'm probably going to forget about it. So I feel like it's more... Like, I'm
good for you.
Yeah. So that's, I don't really know. That was something I can do. And I know that's not realistic for everybody, but I think it's important to think about like little things you can do to embrace you instead of like the work version of you. And especially if you're doing a YouTube or something like that, it's so hard to disconnect.
There was something in the book, you had like a list of things, and one of them was say no. And all of them, I was like, wow, I really needed to see all these.
Yeah, it's a good reminder. I just recorded the audio version of my book last week. Ah. So it was really interesting because I read the whole thing out loud over the course of like 4 days. And so it was a good reminder for me, honestly, of like,
that's awesome.
Oh, you need to embrace rejection. And here's some healthy wisdom. So
will it be on Audible?
I guess so.
It's just published as an audiobook, I guess. Yeah, yeah. That's super cool. Oh my gosh.
I don't know where an audiobook goes, but yes.
I love that. That's so cool. So now that we know a little bit about you and kind of your business and everything. So now your title, Intern Queen. So naturally we have to obviously discuss internships, and I think it will be beneficial for so many of our listeners.
Absolutely.
Me included. I am starting the process of looking for next summer. Probably. I like
it. Yeah. Not everybody who listens to this podcast, many who are in this like college age space. And I feel like internship is such a buzzword for all of us at this age. So
yeah, it really is. Like, even when I talk to about it with my friends, it's kind of like a stress for us. We're always like thinking about it, and you're like, oh, how do I do this? It's always like, how do you start?
Right.
Kind of. So I think it'll be good to talk about.
Yeah. I'm excited. So speaking of, I guess, how to start, we can go ahead and hop right in here. What is a good time, would you say, to start looking and applying? And that could mean in terms of years in college, like how many years of college you do have under your belt, or high school, I guess, even timelines of that, and then even timelines in the year.
Yeah, I mean, so many people are interning in high school. It's kind of crazy.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding
and,
me?
Yeah,
it's ambitious.
Because a lot of people from like the Northeast.
Yeah,
I feel like that.
Because they can go into the city.
High school internship program. I will say
I've heard about a lot of high schools in the Northeast that like their guidance counselor also kind of serves as like a career counselor. It was not that way when I was in school in Florida, but Florida I do hear this like Northeast mentality about
That's
it.
That's awesome.
But so a lot of people are going into college with internships under their belt, which is interesting because then the freshman all of a sudden competes with the senior.
Yeah.
You know, it's like an interesting dynamic. But I think that I started interning early, which was spring semester of my freshman year of college.
It's very early.
But I think when you're a sophomore, that's a great time to like start looking. And I would just aim to complete 2 internships before you graduate college. I think that's a solid goal. And a lot of people, like me, I did 15. I'm crazy. But like,
well, you're the intern queen.
Yeah, you have to.
But, you know, and just remember, like, it's not about, and this is coming from someone who did a lot of them, it's not about the quantity. It's about the quality of the experience. And don't forget that. Like, it's, you know, it's not a race. It's really about getting a quality experience that's going to help you educate yourself on a specific industry, your company, your field. I think that when is this gonna come out, this episode?
This will next week.
Yeah. Okay, so soon. Yeah. So so we're in February right now. It'll be early March. And I think if you want a summer 2019 internship and you haven't started looking yet, it's okay. Like, don't freak out. Everyone's freaking out. There's still plenty of opportunities out there. And I think it's just important to like make that, I call it the intern queen dream list, but make that list of the companies that you want to apply for and go figure out how to work there. Like, do the digging and do the legwork and figure it out. And it's not too late. There's so many companies that aren't even going to start looking until April.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's plenty of companies that are just late. Absolutely. I deal with them all the time. And I'm like, hey, you need to get on this. I think, you know, yes, you'll have missed some deadlines, but like there's still so many companies out there and so many companies in every industry are looking for interns these days.
Quick question. So you said you did 15. How long were each of those?
So every internship was a semester long or like a summer long, but I was like doubling and tripling them up. So I went to New York one summer. I did 3 internships. A lot of my internships
during
though,
the summer at,
yeah,
the same
at the
time.
Same time. But a lot of the, I would, so as an example, I went to LA this one year and I got an internship at Fox on the television network side and I was so excited. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to intern at Fox. And they said, we only need you, like 2 days a week. And I was like, 20 years old going to LA, what was I going to do the other days of the week? So I got another internship and then I got another. So a lot of it was just a matter of companies that weren't requiring or asking for a lot of time and me just wanting to fill the time. For sure. If it was a, you know, 5 day a week internship, it would have been a different
story. That's awesome though. That's really cool.
Your summer internships, when would they start?
So depending on if you're on the semester system or the quarter system, right? Because if you're on the quarter system at school, like a UCLA, I think Northwestern also, Ohio University, they're going to go until like June. And then you're going to start a little bit later. But I think most schools, you guys are on semesters.
Yes. Yes.
So I think most schools are on the semester policy. So usually a summer internship is going to start somewhere between after Memorial Day and like June 15th. Probably. And then they're usually going to end that first week of August. And we always do the intern queen parties in New York. Like, well, we do New York, LA, DC, Chicago, Toronto, but we do them the last 2 weeks of July to kind of celebrate the end of internship season. Smart. And if we wait too late though, like all the interns are gone.
Yeah.
So it's kind of crucial to get in before that first week of August.
All the interns are gone. They fled the city.
Like they're gone. We can't have a party.
That's about the timeline that I did for mine. I started mine end of May, but we went all the way through like first or second week of August. It was pretty lengthy.
Wow.
Well, that's interesting to hear because UGA, we start like beginning of August. So it's kind
of, so you got to be done like end of July. Yeah. Usually companies are, usually they're pretty flexible about that, especially if it's your university schedule.
It's literally academics.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
That's good to hear.
So another question here, a lot of people are interested in unpaid internships or not necessarily interested, but sometimes I'm sure you can understand.
You find them,
It's difficult to find a paid internship for your first internship. You don't have much on your resume, so the unpaid might be a good option for you, or it's just something that you're interested in. What are your opinions on that?
Yeah, I think that I think an internship is all about the experience, right? So even these internships that you read about that are paid so well, like that's great, but I'd want someone to choose an internship based on the experience that they're going to walk away with, not like the $15 an hour that they're going to get for 8 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like this is like a long-term investment you're making, not short-term. So I think regardless of if the internship is paid or not paid, just make sure to ask questions like, can you describe a typical day as an intern at your company? Because you really want to understand the day-to-day. If the employer can't answer that question, that is a red flag. Like, you don't need to sit around at a company that has nothing for you to do.
Yeah.
And if you can tell in the interview that the interviewer doesn't know what to do with you, like, that's not a great sign, right? So if you're choosing between paid and unpaid, don't choose based on paycheck. Choose the opportunity that's going to be the best.
Yeah, because that's the whole point of internships, right?
Like, yeah, the best for you. And I think you guys will notice that more and more companies are going from unpaid to paid. I used to be a little bit hesitant to like tell companies like you need to start paying, but now I'm a little bit more aggressive with that, especially with, I notice a lot of PR companies and communications companies that don't pay, and I don't know that they're not paying. Like, I don't know how intentional it is. I think they don't realize that everyone else is paying and like they're going to get a higher quality candidate these days because everyone's looking for paid. It's just, it's a different landscape. It wasn't like this 10 years ago. I actually said to a, like a fashion showroom in LA the other day, I was like, and by the way, you guys really like need to start paying your interns, you know, pay minimum wage. Like, have someone come in 12 to 15 hours a week. It's not a huge line item on your budget sheet. It is something to look at, but, you know, it's not that big of a stretch, I think, for most businesses. I think a lot of people just need to be educated on it.
Yeah. I really appreciate you saying that. Yeah. I know that it's hard for sometimes people to, like, break in, especially if you have nothing on your resume besides maybe a little bit of, like, leadership experience on your campus. It could be very difficult to get those paid internships at, like, competitive companies or whatever it is. So sometimes you have to do an unpaid one just to get on the resume.
Yeah.
So interesting to hear that.
Yeah. My first book is called All Work, No Pay. And it is a joke, but it's also, you know, I did a lot of internships and didn't get paid, and I would go back in time and do them all over again because that's how valuable not only the experience, but the contacts that I, you know, gained from those internships were.
Oh, for sure.
That's interesting to hear. Also, I kind of want your opinion now on like the resume. This is something that a lot of people have questions on. What, as a college student, top resume tips, what should be on it? What are some common mistakes you find? Things like that.
Yeah. So let's see, I've actually, we're doing a lot of hiring at Intern Queens. I've been looking at a lot of resumes lately.
Oh, wow.
I just think that, like, you basically get 10 seconds, right? Someone's going to look at your resume for 10 seconds, and then they've got other stuff to do, whether it's looking at other resumes or just doing something else. So the resume, it can't just be about you. I think a lot of job candidates and internship candidates, like, they're thinking, like, how do I best represent myself? An employer's not thinking that. An employer's thinking, how do I find the best person for this position, right? And those are two different conversations. Mm. So I think when you're creating that internship or job resume, like, you have to be looking at the job description and thinking, like, how can I convey to this employer that I fit that, right? And, like, that's what you really need to speak to on your resume and on your cover letter. And then just some other tips, like, they should both be one page, no longer. They should be tailored. Like, don't send a generic cover letter out. Nobody cares. Like, ugh, I hate opening a cover letter that's clearly written for, like, 300 people. None of them.
Just change the wording.
Yeah, and, like, it's clearly not written for me.
It's like, I want to work at blank company. Like, yeah.
And I want to do all these, like, generic things. I'm like, well, this isn't even what I'm hiring for. Yeah. So I don't know who this was written
just
for.
Laziness, this is kinda, yeah.
And then I would also say to all of our, like, college and high school students listening, like, your campus experience is so valuable and is so impressive. And I think people, like, they'll put, like, one sentence on their resume, VP at my sorority. That's a huge deal. Like, these sorority, well, you're in a sorority, right?
Yeah, we're both in
the
same sorority. Yes, yes, we are. Yes.
We're sisters.
We are.
So, like, what you do and your commitment at these sororities is huge. And I think sometimes the people reading your resumes, they kind of forget because they haven't been in college for a while. So I think it's your job to, like, kind of remind them of, like, the commitment required. I mean, I remember when I was in a sorority, it was like, if I didn't show up for something, I was charged.
The fines.
So, like, it's, you know, it's important to convey that because I think it's really impressive and not enough students, like, really articulate and spell out what they do in these, like, campus groups.
Love to hear that. And then, so kind of for students who are getting on this process now of applying to internships and stuff, what would you recommend is the best way to kind of get yourself organized and begin the process?
Yeah, I think it's just about, like, so in my book, Get It Together, I have this sentence and it's stop getting ready to get ready. Right? It's like, think about that. Stop getting ready to get ready. So it's basically like, stop talking about it and just start. Like, you want to apply for internships? Great. Like, sit down, shut up, and let's apply for internships, you know?
It's true.
Well, it's the same for, I'm sure you guys hear a lot of people that are like, I want to start a blog or I want to start a YouTube.
Exactly.
Like, and you guys are a great example of like, I want to start a podcast. You know what? You guys, like, showed up. You plugged in the microphones. You have really cool headphones. And you're like, boom.
And it's terrible in the beginning, but you learn along the way.
And now you're a podcast. But, like, that's a great example of, like, the opposite of what I'm talking about, right? With, like, you guys don't get ready to get ready. You do it. Like, I call it, you shut up and work, right? You get it done. I like that.
I needed to hear that again because the internship process freaks me out. I can't
Right. You just got to sit down and start. And I think block time. I think Sundays are great for that. You know, block a couple hours. And just go to town and get those applications out. And then I think it's really important to track it. In my first book, I call it the Intern Queen Dream List, where I used to do this on a napkin in college. You can do it on, please be better, right? Be better than I was. Do it on like a Google Sheet or an Excel spreadsheet or something. But, you know, just keep track of where you're applying to, because we all have those nights where, like, all of a sudden you're motivated. It's 2 a.m.
Oh, it's right? crazy.
You apply for a million things, but then you don't know where you applied to and you don't know what the companies do. And then the next day the employer calls you and you're like, I think I applied. I don't know.
Oh, that's smart. So you're saying, like, make a spreadsheet and maybe say, like, this is the company.
This is
why
the company.
I wanna work there.
Yeah. Like, this is what they do. Just like some notes and
so,
like, this is the contact. Yeah. And also this is the date I applied, so that, I would say, like, 2 weeks later, you should follow up and just say, you know, I wanted to make sure you got my application. I wanted to confirm receipts, right?
That's love that.
A
yeah.
That's way to get.
I'm literally taking notes right now.
Yeah.
So
we'll be right back with our conversation with Lauren in just a moment. But right now, we want to talk to you guys about Shoe Dazzle. I know a lot of you guys have been talking to us about finding your style. Brooks, one of her resolutions this year was to be more funky and kind of reinvent your style. So what better way to do that than with Shoe Dazzle?
No matter what styles you're looking for, Shoe Dazzle is definitely the place to get your shoe fix.
But they also have shoes, clothing, accessories, so many different ways to kind of change up your look.
They have the latest trends too, so if you're looking for something specific, you can keep checking in because they drop new styles every single week.
Yes, and you can shop as a guest or you can do the whole VIP member thing, which is definitely a better way to go.
And the way that you kind of sign up on the website is with a really fun style quiz. I love when the websites do that, right?
It's so fun to, like, see what they pick for you.
I love it because it's, like, BuzzFeed inspired. So you take all – you select all of these things, like, which dress would you rather wear, et cetera. And then it kind of spits you back all of these really cute shoes. And you can kind of personalize your shopping experience.
Love that. And if you do the VIP membership, you save 30% off most retail prices all day, every day. Plus, you get free shipping and returns. Love that for you guys.
It's definitely the way to go because it's also a flexible membership. So yes, every month you can choose if you want to shop or skip. So you're not like...
Shop or skip. I like that.
So you're not like locked in. You have a choice still in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're ultimately saving money. So that's definitely the way to go. Yes. And you get 30% off every single day if you're a member. So that's why you should do it. And now's the time to sign up as a VIP because right now you'll get your first pair of shoes for 75% off.
Ooh.
As low as $10.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow. You can't beat that. This is an exclusive deal for podcast listeners. So make sure you go to shoedazzle.com/galsonthego to get it. That's shoedazzle.com/galsonthego to step up your look today for as low as $10. shoedazzle.com/galsonthego.
And now back to our conversation with Lauren.
So now let's say you get to that next point of interviewing, I guess. You make it to the interview or whatever it is. A lot of people want to know how you stand out, how you can win them over, I guess, kind of in an interview, like convince them to hire you, I guess.
Yeah. Essentially. Yes. That's impressed you. Maybe.
Yeah. Let's see. So I think a couple things. I think one is like do your research before the interview. Try to be that like investigator and try to figure out who you're working with and look them up on LinkedIn. Mm. And you kind of – I was doing this the other day. I was pitching a CEO for a college marketing program. And I knew he didn't really want to talk to me. So I was like looking at his LinkedIn and I'm like, what do we have in common? He went to Northwestern. I went to UCF. No. Yeah. You know, you're like looking for the commonality. And I, with that situation, don't think I found anything great, unfortunately. But I think you look the people up on LinkedIn, see if there's something in common. I mean, ideally they went to your school, right? That is, or like that's they're the from best. Where you're from or like, oh, something like that. But just see, like maybe you know someone in common, who knows? But do your research because if there is anything like that to bring up in the interview, I think a commonality and just like a common bond about something when you're meeting any stranger. It's nice to have something.
Right. Yeah, they remember it too.
Yeah. And then in the interview, always have questions. And two things. Sorry, let me go back a second.
No, we love the tips.
Yeah.
No, I'm listening so hard right now.
I really like when I'm in it. I've been doing a lot of interviews lately and I think there's a difference between me interviewing someone and having kind of a robotic almost exchange. You know, I ask the questions, they answer.
Yes.
I ask questions, they answer. I really like when it becomes just more fluid and anything you can do to make an interview feel more like a conversation, I think is great. And you can do that, I think, by adding like little, you know, just like we all do in conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you're right. I mean, you guys are great at this because we're doing this as a podcast, but this is a conversation. But you know, you can add in little words like, oh, that's really interesting. Or like, you know, you could even throw a question back at them. Like, how did you get started here? Like be a little sneaky. But anything you can do to leave that interview and make the employer think, oh, that was a really nice chat.
Just like a good conversation. Like
that was a good discussion.
Like
yeah,
they'd
I really
be good
enjoyed
in the
that.
Office. Someone like could actually benefit.
I think it
from.
Makes it feel like more than like more. Like more special.
No, that makes complete sense.
But anyway, so I think that's a tip. And then also at the end, I cannot stand when I say after a 15 to 20 minute interview, when I say, do you have any questions? And the person says no. I just think how do you not have questions? We're meeting for the first time. You're talking about working here, interning here for the next how many weeks or months? Like, how do you have nothing? Mm-hmm. So my tip would be come up with 10 questions before you go in, all really position and company specific. Like when I'm interviewing someone, I don't love at the end if they're like, so tell me how you started Intern Queen. Cause I'm like, I love talking about in like this forum, how I started Intern Queen,
they
but in an interview
already, right? Kind of.
Well, that's to my next question. I just feel like in an interview, like that's not really relevant. And no. I'm trying to hire someone for my company. I'm not really, it's not like a mentorship advice or interview.
Yeah. Do you have any example questions that like,
just totally. Yeah. So one thing I really like when people say, what are the challenges of this position?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I think that's a great way of, you're basically saying,
what am I getting myself into?
Well, you're saying like, what sucks about working?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you know, at every company, there's pros and there's cons. 100%. At Intern Queen, there's perks and there's a lot of challenges. And so I really appreciate that because I want to make sure that whoever I'm hiring knows like, the good side, you know, the pros and the cons. I also like when people say, like, can you describe a day in the life? I like when people say, like, what's the ideal candidate you're looking for? Like, what kind of characteristics are you looking for? Can I grow with it? You know, are there opportunities to grow within this company? That's a great question to ask as an intern too, especially if you're like a senior that might want to turn that internship into a job.
Wow. That was awesome.
Yeah. So following off of that, then I guess how to dress, big question here. Mm-hmm. What do you think is an appropriate attire? I know business clothes are kind of like, it's kind of like a middle ground now. Like there's companies that are
so confused by it.
Yeah. Dress code is kind of changing. Yeah. We're right in the middle of a shift. I keep saying that.
Yeah. What do people usually wear when, like, you've been doing lots of interviews lately. What have been the outfits of the days? Let's talk fashion for a sec.
Let's talk fashion. Well, I think it kind of depends. I feel like I always have to preface this because, look, if you're going in for, like, a government job or you're going to a law firm or you're even going to a talent – like, my first job was at a talent agency. You cannot wear denim. So, like
– Really? At talent agencies?
And maybe not at all of them, but at the big ones. Like, I worked at CAA was my first job.
Did you?
Yeah. Okay. And, like, I actually got written up because I wore black jeans one day. I got in trouble. I was like, who reported me? Someone saw them in the elevator. But you can't wear denim, or at least that was the policy back then.
It's
probably the same. People usually wear business suits. So, you know, you do have to be careful. So I do think, like, it's important for everyone to have, like, that. I think I had mine from, you know, like, my first business suit was, like, that XOXO brand from Macy's.
Oh, my gosh. I know what you're talking about.
But, like, the black pants, the black blazer, like, a cute plain top to wear underneath. Just, like, have the shell and have, like, a good – I just bought this pair of, like – that brand Mark Fisher at Nordstrom.
Love them.
They're like black pointy-toed pumps, but with like a chunky heel. And I feel like they're like the perfect.
Oh, there
the
you
perfect
go.
Interview show.
Love that.
Get them. But
so be professional. Is
what
you're saying.
Professional. But if you're going to 17 Magazine or a digital agency, I do think you can dress down. I don't think you should wear jeans to an interview. You could maybe get away. Like, I have black denim on today. I think, like, black jeans, you could probably get away with it. But, like, I would use it as an opportunity to dress up a little bit.
Yeah.
And if you're going to a creative agency or something kind of trendy, I think you can, again, I think you can kind of pare down that traditional business suit, right? You could do, like, cool black pants and, like, a trendy top. I don't think...
I keep thinking colorful blazer for some reason. If you saw a colorful blazer, what would you think?
You should... Well, I would think intern queen closet is what I would tell you.
I don't know why. I have every... blazers.
I think a blazer is great, right?
Even if it's, like, not black or, like, navy.
I think a colorful blazer is fine. I would wear, like, a muted top underneath so that you're not, like, too...
Yeah, well, of course.
You come in hot pink.
Right? Hot pink blazer, neon shirt.
Yeah. I saw someone wear an all pink like blazer pants to a party in LA a couple weeks ago, and it was so cute.
Yeah, that sounds actually kind of awesome.
Yeah, but I think, like, bring some color into it. But just remember, like, you're going in there and you want them to remember you, not like your super low cut shirt or your, like, platform shoes.
Of course.
Or, you know, so I think you just want to, like, you know, make it about you and make sure, like, you're not going overboard with, like, hair and makeup and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's just, you want them to hire you for you.
Love that.
So.
Another question here. This is honestly a personal question. So preparing for an interview with the company, what is your advice on, like, researching the company, all of that stuff? Because I have found in my searches for jobs and stuff that they frequently ask questions like, what do you know about our company? And it's like, oh, shoot, like, I gotta pull stuff out of the back of my knowledge. So
Well, I think two, like, quick tips for that. One is before you go, like, let's say you're interviewing with Intern Queen, right? I would, like, with a friend or your mom on the phone or whoever you have this kind of relationship with, just quiz yourself. Like, can you describe to your mom on the phone? Like, I know you and your mom are friends, right? So, like, could you describe to your mom on the phone what that company does in under, like, 20 or 30 seconds?
Okay.
Because a lot of people, like, can't. Like, they don't really know. Even at Intern Queen, people are like, I think you... You know, and they don't know what to say. And I think that just helps with your I think that'll help build your confidence in going into the interview, is, like, being able to just, like, explain in 20 seconds what this company does.
Yep.
And then my other tip is on LinkedIn, yes, you're going to use it to connect with executives and all that, but also try to connect with people that have already interned at those places. Like, you know,
smart. Because then they went through the same hiring process.
Like, I'm sure there's so many people at UGA who are doing really cool internships. Yeah, and if you want to work for those companies, I think they're a great, A, they know the internship hiring manager, right? Or the hiring person.
Yep.
And B, they know what the company culture is like. So I think having conversations with those other interns is, like,
Yeah, I get a lot
again,
of
link- underrated.
I get a lot of Instagram DMs like, "Hey, I'm applying for. I worked at QVC last summer." And like,
oh yeah,
because obviously it's smart though, because they want to know like what the interview is like, and I still remember obviously.
Totally, yeah.
I think that's super smart.
Right, and you love can stick tip. To like the company culture and all
exactly,
that
and give them mm-hmm. more personal advice than like what the company website's going to tell you.
Right,
love
it
that.
Sounds like it comes to a lot of communication, just in general, just talking to as many people as you
lots
can.
Lots of conversations, just
lots of talking.
Knowledge.
Yeah,
yeah lots
that
of
also
talking.
Goes to. So I had a phone call with one of my friends last night, and she gave me this tip about. It's kind of difficult to apply somewhere without having that warm intro, having someone at least that you know that either works in the company or like having like some sort of reference. What is your opinion on that kind of?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, so I experienced that today in my career when I'm pitching, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's so much easier when I know the company or I know somebody that can recommend me, but like I, you know, what do I do when I don't know anyone there? And I know you girls are really good at this too. Like I really try not to let that stop me.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I'm like, no, I'm going to find the contact. I'm going to like
LinkedIn.
You guys do. I'm going to
go, easier than
I'm
thought
gonna go
LinkedIn.
On LinkedIn.
Yeah.
I'm going to like take a stab at like trying to figure out their email, or I'm just going to like Google the heck out of them, or I'm going to go to someone who's a mutual friend who I'm not really friends with, but I'm going to like send the awkward ask, you know? So I would just really push yourself to try to find the information. And especially when it comes to internships, like pick up the phone and cold call the company. If it's a small company, you'll get somewhere. If it's a big company, you probably won't, but maybe it's worth, you know,
they might forward
putting
you
yourself
to whoever you need to talk to.
Yeah.
I think that's a good tip. Just, I feel like doing that next extra step really puts you ahead, or like, you know, gives you a better shot.
Yeah. And like, don't stop. Like, let's say, like I really wanted to pitch Starbucks, right? Which is funny because we're all
Starbucks.
But I really wanted to pitch Starbucks, and I was like, so, you know, one day, like, found all these people's emails, and I, like, send them this email, and then 3 days later, I had, like, you know, on my to-do list, pitch Starbucks, and yes, I'd already done it, but I hadn't heard back, so I felt like it was on me to continue to follow up and find
totally.
New people
I
and new
that.
People, and so you do have to remind yourself, like, don't let yourself just stop because you sent an email. I mean, if you didn't get a result from your work, then you got to keep going, so just, like, pushing yourself.
Yeah, one thing Brooke taught me was to, if you know, after a while, if you don't respond, like just bringing this to the top of your inbox. Mm-hmm. I think that is
I feel so annoying,
smart.
But they reply.
No, sometimes I've had people email me that, and I'm like, you're right, it was at the bottom, and when I got the email, I wasn't able to
exactly.
Read it.
I was on the treadmill, right?
Yeah, like, stuff like that.
I didn't see it, totally,
it's crazy how.
Yeah,
just
I think
a
that can be super, super powerful. Something that I started doing last week was I started like, if I email one person at the company, I send it also to another person at the company, and I'll put like, just copying Emily for visibility.
Love that.
I can't tell you if it's like totally working or not yet, but you know, you really just
you
try to
know.
Do whatever. I think the theme here too, and I talk about this in Get It Together, is like, you advocate you. And like,
mm-hmm.
you, if you don't advocate for yourself, no one else is going to.
So
like, pick up the phone and do what you need to do to like get it done, right?
Mm-hmm.
And stop getting ready to get ready.
I really like that
yeah.
quote.
Yeah, I feel like just get after it today. That's
yeah.
the
get
biggest
after
tip.
Today.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah. So now kind of on the job, on the internship, whatever it may be, tips to excel, I guess. A lot of
at the internship.
Yes.
Yeah.
For example, internship, turning that into a full-time offer, or just if you're just interning and, you know, you really want that strong connection to be maintained,
yeah.
how would you recommend doing that?
I feel like I'll probably answer this by telling you some things like not to do at your internship.
Love that.
So, you know, when I think of like frustrating intern situations that I've been in, I think of a couple things. I think of interns like that, you know, obviously workplace behavior today and just like communication is a lot more casual than it used to be.
Yep.
So I remember we had one intern who would come in chugging water, and she was like, I just went to a music festival. And we follow her on Instagram. We knew she was at a music festival, but
mm-hmm.
like, that's kind of where the lines get blurred. Like, really, do you have to chug your water and tell us how you're recovering? All
yeah.
Like,
just a little inappropriate.
You know,
not
kind
very
of.
Professional
that's
at all.
Not very professional. And I think sometimes you just forget because people are so open nowadays about like what they do and where they are, and everyone
so
can
true.
See.
Yeah.
Everyone sees it all the time.
You're looking at her Instagram story and
it's like, it's hard to find that line. And then also, like, again, like going back to Get It Together, I wrote that book because everyone is too busy, right?
We're, mm-hmm.
and it
we're
starts in
busy.
College.
It's so true.
Everyone's too busy. We, you know, you don't eat, you don't sleep, you don't do this, you don't talk to your parents. Everyone's too busy, blah, blah, blah. It's like that in the real world too. Trust me, my friends are like, it's like that everywhere. But we all need to, like, get out of our own way and start focusing on, like, feeling accomplished at the end of the day and not feeling so busy all the time. That's not going to help anything. Like you said, like, we can't be always on. Like, we're not, like, email crazy robot people.
You can't.
Right? You have to take a break. And, like, you guys have talked about in other podcasts, like, find that balance. So now I'm losing my train of thought of where I was going with this.
You were talking about what not to do.
So anyway, so what I noticed was a lot of our interns would come into the office and they would talk about how stressed they were. They'd be like, I have 5 tests, or like, oh my God, my anxiety.
And like, it's just too much.
I understand that anxiety is something we're all dealing with all the time, but that's not something you talk about in the office. Yeah. And no team member wants to give an intern work if they think the intern's going to fall over, right? Like, we don't want to give you work if we think you're going to, like, start crying or you're so stressed.
Have a breakdown,
right? So I do think it's important to, like, I feel like the old advice was, like, leave your bad attitude at the door, and now the advice is, like, leave your stress at the door.
Yeah.
And then come in and, like, just have that professional, positive attitude. Because, and you remember that. Like, you remember, though, I could tell you, and I'm not going to say that, but, like,
of course,
I could tell you those people. And then also, like, see your internship through. I've had people, this has happened more than once, and we've had interns at our company since, like, 2010, where it'll be, like, the last week of the internship. It's, like, the last week, and they have to be in, like, 2 days. And they come, like, they can't come in, or they can't do this, or they're texting at 6, and, like, and it's, like, come on. Like, you're just in the final stretch. Like, finish it up. Because, again, people remember. Like, again, I remember the people that made it difficult for me on their last week. And I remember thinking, like, who's in their ear telling them that this is a good idea? Like, this is literally the lasting impression. Like, this is it. Like, come on. Just, you know, finish it through. And then the other piece of advice, and I think this is a little – I think employers trick students by doing this, and I noticed I was doing this the other day, so I'm wondering, Brooke, what you think about this. When we invite interns to stuff, like, let's say it's, like, National Pizza Day, and I invite someone to come eat pizza with us, right?
An intern. Okay.
If they don't show up to eat pizza for whatever reason, like, I notice, and I notice that we invited them and they didn't come. And it's almost, like, unfair that we do that, that employers do that, because what if the intern had something?
Yeah.
But, like, if that something isn't properly communicated, then I'm like, well, I don't want to invite that intern again. Like, no, they missed this opportunity.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Or, like, and I think it happens a lot with, like, events. Like, hey, I might say to an intern, we'd love for you to help at this event. If that intern doesn't help at that event, like, even though I didn't make it mandatory, like, I've noticed.
And strong suggestion.
Yeah.
So it is kind of this, I recognize that it's, like, this unfair expectation that people are placing on interns, but it's just,
it's
like,
fair. If they communicate to you, if they can't, then you know.
And maybe it's kind of like, I don't know, maybe it's kind of like in college, like, you invite someone to a party with you and they don't come, like, you recognize that and you're kind of like, what's the deal?
Right, like, and then people wonder why they stopped getting the invite.
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of similar, I think.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So those are some of my tips. But and then, of course, like, stay in touch with your internship coordinators. My intern queen rule is stay in touch with your professional contacts 3 times per year. That's a forever rule, not a college rule. And you want to stay in touch with people. You don't have to always ask them questions, but, like, you always want to let them know what you're up to and be in touch, because you want to build real relationships, and you never know where they're going
to be. What do you think is the best way to keep that relationship with them? Is it LinkedIn, email, text? I don't really know.
You know,
what do you
think
is best?
A little bit different for everybody.
Okay.
Like, the way, so I know this really high level executive who's, like, that president of an ad agency. I don't have, the only ways we've ever communicated are in person or via email. So that's what I'm going to keep doing with him. Then there's people who are, like, I'll meet them and they're super active on Instagram. So, like, I can stay in touch by just being like, I mean, you and I, Brooke, that's probably a good example. Like, I feel like we're in touch because, like, I see your stuff and I'm just like, ah, so cute. And so if
responding to Instagram stories.
And then it's like, oh, well, when you're in Atlanta, hit me up. Yeah. It's more conversational over there.
And then, like, when you get to your 3 times per year, you're like, oh, like, I don't even need to reach out because, like, we've already been in touch. So I think when there are real relationships, like, over time, you realize, like, oh, I've already been in touch with that person. Like, I just emailed them. I think a really good practice, I know I'm trying to do this, is, like, when you think of people, tell them. So, like, for example, I was driving in LA and I passed an HBO billboard the other day, and I have a friend that works at HBO, and I sent him an email, didn't ask a question. I was just like, hey, saw your billboard, looks cool, thinking of you. That's it. And I just think, like, those are bigger opportunities than we think. And so just, like, tell people, and then the whole staying in touch won't even feel like work.
Even, like, this doesn't even have to do with careers, but even on a social level, I've been doing that. If I think of someone, I'll text them, yeah. And then we go get dinner, and then, like, we hang out all the time, and we just forgot about each other,
you know? I think that's a great point. I think you're right. I think that a lot of these, like, tips are useful in just maintaining social relationships, yeah. Too, uh-huh. With friends, because it's hard to keep in touch with everybody.
We follow each other, but do we actually hang out?
Right. And sometimes there's some great people out there. That
mm-hmm. So true. Yeah, great way to stay connected. So now we'll hop into specifics. We've already kind of touched on a lot of our listeners' questions, who are very excited to have you on the show. So cool. Yeah, it's very Yay. Exciting. And
I've noticed some of, like, the people we follow on Instagram from Intern Queen, like, they'll screen grab that they're listening.
Oh, to I love it.
That love the crossover.
Yeah.
That makes me really happy.
So these are some of our listener questions, some of the most asked. Okay, this is a big one. I think Danielle and I are both excited for.
Oh my gosh, we need to know your number one LinkedIn tip.
I didn't know where you guys were going to go.
I know. I've been really into LinkedIn because Brooke's gotten me into it, and it's a confusing social media. I don't know if you'd call it social media, social networking, career networking site.
I know. One of the issues I have on LinkedIn is, like, managing all the messages.
Oh yeah,
so confusing.
I bet for you, just
well, it's just general. Yeah, it's confusing. Okay, so. Three quick tips for LinkedIn, because I can't think of one big one.
Oh, we'll take another. Yeah.
So my three quick ones are, like, A, keep your messages really short and to the point. I mm-hmm. look back at some of the messages I used to send, like, 9 years ago, and I'm like, ugh, that's like, too long. Yeah. Nobody cares. And, like, mm-hmm. end it with a question. Because a lot of times if people don't see that question mark, they literally just look at it and keep going. So, like, what's the ask?
Love that.
Like, get to it, yeah, right? Like, totally. What's the ask? Put it out there and keep the messages really short. And then I would say try to get it off of LinkedIn. Like, I always try to get everything off of Instagram and LinkedIn and, like, to email, right? Because I can centralize everything there. And I think a lot of professionals are really bad at checking LinkedIn frequently. Mm-hmm. So you might have this conversation that's delayed over 4 months. So, uh-huh. like, get their work email. Find out the best way to get in touch with them. Take it off LinkedIn. Take it to email.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I just feel like it's kind of like having a conversation on Instagram. Like,
After a while, you got to switch.
Yeah. Totally. You got to take it to somewhere else or the conversation just going
to
end.
And you have to ultimately probably schedule a phone call, stuff like that. Right. So it's probably better to get off. I agree.
Yeah. So I would try to take it away. And then, I would just really watch the number of connections that you have and make sure you're only a mistake that we made early on was that we connected with everybody. Mm-hmm. And now I didn't know, but once you hit like 30,000 connections on LinkedIn, that's it. And, like, you can't get any more. And so now we're like, uh-oh.
You're at 30,000. Wow.
Yeah, we can't.
Wow.
Well, now we're at, like, we try to unfollow people. So every day you get to, like, 29,800.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so annoying. And I know, like, Intern Queen, obviously, it's different. But just for you guys, like, really be intentional about who you're connecting with, because 5 years later you're going to want this network to be helpful to you. And if it's kind of like on Facebook when you start accepting all these people,
oh my gosh,
and then you're like,
so true.
You're like, who the heck are these people?
Yeah.
So I would just say be really intentional about the people that you're connecting with on there, and then let LinkedIn guide you. Like, LinkedIn is cool because it tells you when people get new jobs or
mm-hmm.
Does it do birthdays?
It does. But it does. Yeah, and it does work anniversaries though. But then sometimes you just
sometimes they're off. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, it's like,
yeah. Sometimes I'll get, like, happy anniversary.
Yeah, and you're like, I definitely didn't start my business on this day. Yeah.
But I do like when people tell you about the jobs, like, you know, so-and-so started working here, because it's like, oh,
yeah.
Maybe you want to intern there, maybe you want to work there.
Yes,
that's so cool. And then
and it's good to be like, I've noticed this, girls that I used to work with this summer that I saw that they moved on to, like, companies I'm interested in. I'll be like, oh, like, great to see you're thriving at your new role, like, something like that. And then it's like, I have that connection at that new place, hopefully.
Cross
your fingers.
Exactly.
But yeah.
And then the other reason that I really like LinkedIn is, like, let's say, like, I used to do this, we used to do college marketing for You by Kotex, the tampon company, right?
Cool.
So which big brand, and I was connected with the executive on LinkedIn, thank goodness. So, like, right when we started, I connected with him there. I went to email him a couple weeks ago, and it bounced, and I was like, oh my god, I don't know where this guy is. And I was like, please be LinkedIn friends, right? So luckily, we were LinkedIn friends, and because of that, I was able to message him and say, like, hey Jason, so you're not at You by Kotex anymore, you know, where are you? And he told me he's at another company that I think it could be a valuable connection, but if I wasn't friends with him on LinkedIn, how would I have found him? It's not like I have a cell phone number, and he's not like an Instagrammer. So I just think, like, whenever you have professional relationships, go the extra mile and connect with them on LinkedIn, because if they leave their company, how do you find them?
Yeah, that's so true. That's a good tip. Oh, the worst is when it bounces back and like, mm-hmm. I've recently left a company and you're like, oh no, I have nothing.
Right. You're like, all my people are gone. Yeah.
All my people.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people want to know how important grades are to recruiters graduates.
I think it depends on the field. Like if you're going into a STEM field, it's absolutely going to be crucial.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas if you go into PR, marketing, or communications, I don't know if you'll ever be asked. Right? But it probably depends. I mean, you know, some of the bigger, more formal programs, bigger mm-hmm. companies might ask, but might say, what's your GPA?
GPA. Okay.
Yeah. And have you put it on your resume.
Okay.
I've had to submit an unofficial transcript.
That's what I was recently. Ask.
Really? Yeah. For
sales.
Oh, for a sales?
Yeah.
Role? That's interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. So be prepared for that. I mean, grades do matter. Like, yes, I am definitely of the mindset that, like, internships are everything and connections are everything and all that. But, like, academics and grades matter and they will haunt you. So make sure that, you know, get decent grades.
Definitely. Yeah. And following up on that, does where you go to college matter, would you say?
You know, look, from someone who I went to University of Central Florida, it's by no means the best school. People are – it's the second largest school in the country.
It's huge. And I do know that.
A lot of people don't even know what it is. So, like, UCF, what is that?
Really?
So, I mean, I went to UCF and I have figured it out, right? So I would tend to say, like, no, it doesn't matter. It's all how you pitch and sell yourself. At my first job, I went to UCF. And I was sitting next to someone from Harvard, and I remember telling myself, it does not matter where you go to school.
Well, then it doesn't matter, yeah.
Then it doesn't matter. So I think it depends. I think alumni connections are great, regardless mm-hmm. of where they're from. And, you know, just make the most of your resources, but don't let, like, not going to a fancy school, like, you know, stop you.
Like communication skills, again, like, if you're more of a people person, they're going to be way more attracted to that once they actually meet you.
Yeah.
I feel like, right?
Yeah, and people are excited and people are open these days. I mean, even if you're listening and you go to a community college, like, that's awesome. Like, put yourself out there mm-hmm. and show people that you're serious. Like, I think people are – they're looking for an impressive candidate that fits the role, not, like, a fancy school. I'm sure you'll find some companies that are, like, you know
– yeah, bougie schools. Exactly. Not bougie, but you know what I mean? Where it's like –
yeah.
No, like, I don't even mean like, but
only,
it's like
– we're only recruiting from Stanford or whatever.
Yeah, like, and it's like, okay, so you can't work there. Like, I don't know.
Well, I would say break the rules and, like, apply anyways.
Good
or,
for you.
You know, find a connection uh-huh. and go for it. My brother went to UCF also, and he works at – he worked – his first job after college was at Morgan Stanley in New York. And they don't go to UCF, Morgan Stanley, right? And so he found a, you know, personal connection and somehow got in there. So
good for him. Yeah. That's awesome.
You gotta wiggle in there. Like little – my brother, I call him Little Johnny. Little Johnny.
Aww,
little Johnny.
That's so cute.
He would be like, please.
Love that. Kind of following up on that, you know, there's all these websites. Like I recently discovered something called Handshake and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. All the schools use Handshake.
What do you think about that? Are they beneficial to find jobs and internships? Because I'm like, I'm on there. I'm like, is this real? Like,
yeah, absolutely. So Handshake, as far as I know, is kind of like a LinkedIn, but for universities. So mm-hmm. a lot of universities have Handshake. It's like their internal career connector. I think that's great. I mean, career centers are so underutilized on campus. It's insane. Like, put yourself in there. I guess think of it this way. If I'm an employer and I have a cool business in Athens, right, or even in Atlanta, and I want to hire UGA students, and I don't know anybody, who am I going to call? The career center, right? Yeah, like, that's going to be my first call.
That's so true.
So by not putting yourself in front of the career center, you're kind of limiting yourself because who knows, the phone could ring that morning and it could be your dream company calling UGA, you know, career center because they want you, but they don't know how to find you. And that's who they're going to go to. I always say going to the career center is like going to get your hair cut. You know, do it every 6 to 8 weeks to keep your hair healthy and keep your career healthy.
I think I'm gonna make an appointment because they just came to one of my classes and she was like, please come meet me. And she was talking about great examples of people she's connected them with. So maybe I'll go do that. You've inspired me.
Absolutely.
You should. I just went for the first time this year and I'm not going to say I regret it, but I kind of do regret it. Like I probably should have gone
in years past. And you're like, wow, that really had reality. Hit me.
Yeah, and they can also, I think they're really helpful in terms of like people send me their resumes all the time and I can certainly be helpful, but like go to your career center. Like their job is literally to sit down and go through it with you and they'll talk to you about it like for as long as you want. So mm-hmm. they also do a lot of mock interviews usually or they'll have a lot of good lists of practice interview questions. So you have the resource. It's free when you're a student. So totally go use that. Yeah. And you know, pair that with like doing your own research. And yeah. I think it's like a
yeah, they definitely pack. Don't do everything for exactly, you. And it's like, exactly. They opened my eyes to the resources that are available, even besides just our school resources. Mm-hmm. So I think for that, it's like they're giving you the tools, but you have to do the work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Have you ever done a mock interview?
I have not, actually. I've done real interviews.
No, yeah. I'm just so curious. Yeah, no, I have not. I've really never done many interviews, so.
Yeah, so that would be really cool.
Yeah, I definitely need to get on that.
I think it also takes I had one really bad interview, and, like, that, for me, now for every interview in the future, like, I cannot stress the importance of preparing, because.
Oh, you just felt unprepared?
I felt massively unprepared. I knew afterwards that it was over.
That, like, happened to me for a college interview. It was the scariest thing of my life.
Yeah, I think it's all about preparation, so. In my opinion.
No, I totally agree. Even for me, like, when I go into business pitches or, like, press phone calls and I'm not prepared and mm-hmm. I don't know, like, the subject matter, it's really awkward.
It's definitely. So awkward.
Yeah, and you definitely wish that you had taken, you know, a few, like, you had taken the time to sit down and do the work, so, and do the prep.
It was also me doing a role that really didn't fit what I was looking for. So I think I just need to be more intentional about, like, what I'm applying for and being realistic about what I could see myself actually working in.
Yeah. A lot of people will say, like, how do you get more confidence? And I really think that preparation equals confidence.
So true.
Like, the more prepared you are, even if it's just a matter of, like, picking out your outfit for the mm-hmm. day, like, mm-hmm. the more prepared you are in life, I think the more confident you are.
Even, like, if you study a lot for a test, you feel so much better. Like, right. just putting it into perspective like that makes sense.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm definitely going to start the preparation early with getting a real job. Okay.
Yeah, you're on it.
I am.
Like, you're thinking about it now.
You really are on it. You give yourself enough credit.
No, I am, definitely, but you can never be enough prepared.
No, I mean, just more power to you.
Yeah. Scott, kind of following up on that, then I know a lot of people get on LinkedIn and then they get these messages from recruiters. So kind of what are some red flags, would you say, from recruiters, or things that you should be kind of wary of, or when to know if something is too good to be true?
Yeah, I mean, I would just look for messages that feel personalized and feel like they're really speaking to you and not robot messages. If you do get, like, we all get those weird robot messages on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. You're like, I don't think this is for me. But if you get something and for some reason you're really curious about the recruiter, like, send them a note back and just say, you know, like, thanks for the interest. Like, can you tell me more about your company and who you work with, and maybe send me a website I can look at? Basically, like, asking for credibility a little bit there to make sure it's real.
I've had that happen where I get, and I know a lot of my friends have this, where they get kind of, I don't want to say, like, creepy, but, like, creepy older people messaging with them.
I have, too, and my LinkedIn's not even finished.
That's a big thing I notice with young college girls, and it's hard to tell if it's, like, if it's a legitimate offer, because you're like, this sounds cool. It sounds like they work for a legitimate company, but
hard to draw the line there. Yeah, I think it's just asking for more information from them and mm-hmm. not giving them your information right away, I think, is key. And I think part of the problem, honestly, is that you have a lot of recruiters that are trying to connect with college students and recent grads in a relevant way in this new, like, instant message kind of culture. Mm-hmm. And I think they're a little bit inexperienced and unfamiliar with the right wording. I know we've had people work for Intern Queen, and they'll get on our Instagram to do, like, some recruiting, and they'll message people to say, like, hey, we have a paid brand ambassador thing, but they'll, like, word it a little bit weird.
And then I'm like,
oh God. And then the student's like, is this a scam? You know? But what we do as a company is we say, like, no, this isn't a scam, but, like, we appreciate, like, you know, like, double checking things. Uh-huh. And, like, here's our website and here's our email. And if you have any questions, you can call us here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then they can make the choice for themselves. So I think, like, asking for legitimate information is fun. And if someone pushes back and doesn't want to give you information, I think that's weird and a red flag. And feel free to block them, report them, and move on.
Intern Queen gives you approval to do so.
Following up on that, I notice a lot of girls, but girls and guys, I guess, mm-hmm. upload their full resume to LinkedIn, which I think is fantastic. Because, I mean, you can speak on that. Yeah. But I noticed that they attach it with their home address or their phone number on it, which is very alarming. What's your...
I think having your email on LinkedIn is fine, but I don't think you need your phone number, definitely not your home address. And, you know, that kind of, it just makes me think of, like, social media and Instagram and, like, you know, don't tell people where you are.
That makes me think of the new Netflix show, You, and how he easily found where she lived. So
that's what I'm thinking about. Yeah, and it makes you, I'm sure, again, you guys deal with this a lot mm-hmm. as Instagrammers and YouTubers and all that. Like, just, like, you know, delaying some posts or like not tagging where you are that day, mm-hmm. because it is scary that like if you're staying in New York at XYZ hotel, everybody knows and they could come find you.
That's the exactly. thing with hotel sponsorships and working with hotels.
I was going to say, what do you guys do with that?
I haven't, the times I've done it, it was like in a place where like it was like out of the country, you know, it wasn't as common where people could just run to. I would just delay it because it's freaky. I do not.
Yeah, I would think just the delaying it, right?
The last time we were in LA, we kind of had that realization where we're like, we're not going to tag our hotel.
Yeah, we
like,
didn't. We waited like till after.
Yeah, I think that we're just getting sus from the internet.
I've had it where I was like posted up at a coffee shop and a few girls just happened to come into the coffee shop, you know, and they were like, oh, we were just like doing work, but we also saw you were here, you know, which is fine. They're harmless and I love meeting subscribers and I know you do too, but sometimes you do have to be like, okay, wow, this is real.
Yeah, it reminds you of keeping it in check, and then you know I think just in general with like the internship search or the job search, whatever it is, like, you know, if you see something, say something. And like we are living in a time where like you do have to be alert, you do have to be careful. And if you ever are at an internship and experience like weird things, I've had some weird things happen over the years. You know, speak up and say something. And if you feel like the person that you're reporting it to isn't taking it seriously enough, like get out of there if you need to. Like do whatever the heck you need to do to leave. And, you know, bring a parent, a supervisor, someone from your career center into it. And like, you know, an internship should be a very safe space and a company should be providing a safe experience. And if you feel like that's not the case, you advocate you. Get
love
out.
Love to hear it. Yeah. I definitely think that's important to consider. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is just, I guess we'll end off on this question then, kind of emphasizing for students then, like we said, if they have like little to prior experience, your first internship or something, what roles would you recommend applying for, I guess, or like?
Yeah, honestly, I had written that down because I've been looking and I'm trying to tell if it's something even worth applying to, but you did say just go for it and do it anyways.
I think go for it. Yeah. So when I was a freshman, at Florida State, I remember I like printed, I knew I wanted to intern. Well, my mom really wanted me to intern.
Of course. Yeah.
So she told me I needed to intern. And I didn't know where to start. So I just printed out a list of the majors at Florida State because at that point I was undeclared and I just started circling the things that were interesting to me. And I realized like, oh, I've circled marketing, PR, communications, like all these different things that are kind of similar.
Yeah.
So I just kind of told myself, you have to start somewhere. Yeah. And I looked up like I Googled PR opportunities in Tallahassee, Florida.
Okay.
And that's how I found a list of PR companies. And I just started going through the websites and cold calling the people that didn't have internship information on the site, applying to the ones that did. And I got one of those internships.
So what was your very first internship? I don't even think we asked.
It was at PR, I can't talk anymore right now. nothing's coming out, right? It was at a PR and marketing agency called the Zimmerman Agency.
Cool.
It's in Tallahassee and in Fort Lauderdale also.
Cool.
And they're much bigger today than they were then. But they didn't have, I'm sure that they have internship information on their website now. It's a popular internship. But then they didn't have anything. So I cold called the company and I asked to speak with the internship coordinator. She gave me her email. I followed up that night, which I think is crucial. Like if someone gives you their email, stay in touch that night. Show them you're serious.
Oh, you think that night, not like the next work day? Because sometimes we struggle with that.
I think within 24 hours is fine. Yeah.
Okay. Response.
Yeah. Just like timely. And I remember the internship coordinator called me the next day and was like, Lauren, I'm so impressed. Usually students take between 2 and 4 weeks to follow up and you follow up within 24 hours. Like, I want you to come in. And I was a freshman and they only accepted seniors, you know, air quotes, guys.
Oh, so then it really shows.
Yeah. So
proof right there.
Right. So I think you always, you know, you always put yourself out there and go for it.
Love to hear
it. Thank you so much. That was so helpful.
Yay,
it was. I'm definitely gonna have to re-listen to
this. I know. I was just thinking, Danielle, like, you're gonna have to listen to this. I'm so inspired. Like, I was kind of having like a blah day, and now I'm like so motivated.
Oh, good.
It really does make you motivated. I know a lot of people that listen to our podcast also are like kind of influencers too. So mm-hmm. I think this will be good to kind of open doors and shed light on the whole like work world as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah, it can be fun and exciting. So where can everybody find you? Give yourself some plugs.
Yeah, definitely. So we have 3 Instagrams happening right now.
Oh my gosh.
So our most popular one is at Intern Queen. So if you're in college or high school, follow at Intern Queen. And on our stories is where we usually talk about the latest internships and brand ambassador opportunities that we have going on. We're recruiting for a lot of stuff right now. It's like heavy recruitment time. So check it out. And then We have at official career queen for anyone who's graduating or has graduated. And then at official Lauren Berger is my new personal Insta. And then my new book, Get It Together. Yeah, Get It Together is everywhere. So you get it at Barnes & Noble or on Amazon is probably the easiest. Cool.
We'll have a link in the show.
Is it in every Barnes & Noble?
Yeah. That is so cool.
Have you been there? And like, I'm sure you
I always go and I saw that you showed it in
New York. The New York window, that
New York,
was so
they had
cool.
A big window.
That
really
is
cool.
So cool. Yeah. What made you, we're looking at the cover right now. It's like a pretty blue and purple. What made you choose the cover? I'm just curious.
So my other two books had my face on it. And so I wanted to like be a little bit more sophisticated. Not that, you know, I just thought it was a little bit different. So wanted to do that. And then I was looking at, I remember I went to Barnes & Noble one day and just walked around and looked at book covers. And I noticed that there was this trend. I think Elizabeth Gilbert has this book out. It's called Something Magic. And it's just like crazy watercolors.
Okay.
And I was like, ooh, I like that, but maybe like a pulled back muted version.
Yeah.
And then my book publisher actually like wanted all these lines to like,
it looks like you're trying
chaos.
To figure out your journey, and then there's like an arrow. So.
And then my friend Jason Pfeiffer, who's the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur, endorsed the front. And that's an example, guys, of like, I had to make the ask, you know, like I was nervous. I didn't want to call him and ask. And I literally called him and I was like, I have a favor. And I think I even said like, drum roll, please. On the phone. Like, it was just one of those situations where I'm like, I know you're busy, but
the worst thing can do is say no.
Right. The worst thing can do is say no. And you try to make the ask as easy for them as possible. Mm-hmm. And he did it. So, you know,
that's so awesome. Yeah. Love to hear it. So definitely go check that out. We'll have it linked in the show notes too, all of your information as well. Cool. So definitely go check her out. And you're so helpful with helping students and everything.
Anything
I feel
I can
like
help with. Yes.
You're seriously, like even before recording this podcast, she's like, oh yeah, I got you guys on that. And we're like, wow.
We love having connections. And you're like the queen of connections too. You should connections queen intern.
I know,
right?
I know. That's your next line.
That's the next line. I'm definitely going to have to use Career Queen too. So.
And definitely check out her YouTube channel because there's a ton of helpful videos on there as well. Brooks featured, right? Did you guys make it, or was it for your
team? We did. That's how Lauren and I originally met, is someone, Marisol, from your team, reached out to me and was like, hey, like Lauren, did your whole intro bit and was like, would love to collab, because I was making like the college vlogs at that time. Yeah. I was going into my sophomore year of college. That's when we met. That was so long ago.
I know. So funny. And did we do one for my channel too, or is it just on yours?
I think it might have just been on mine.
Oh. Yeah, now I'm like, I need to go look back. But yeah, we did an awesome collab video together.
We did. It's five.
And you guys have both been to the Intern Queen parties.
So yeah.
Yes, we did a meet and greet. If any of you guys are listening and have been, we definitely did a meet and greet at your party.
So fun.
Yeah, really cool.
Ah, love that. Okay, well anyways, thank you again for being here.
You guys enjoyed this episode. I know I did. I will be listening to this once a week. So thank you again for coming and taking the time. Seriously, so appreciate it.
Have a great rest of your week, you guys. Bye. What's the best way to get big savings on your favorite spring looks? Ross, you'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
Because you're going to find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely going to find your next favorite outfit. I am sure of it.
Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite tops.
Right now I'm looking for dresses because I'm going to a ton of weddings. So if you want deals on dresses, you'll definitely find them at Ross.
From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. You can get set for spring with outdoor tableware for less. Ross has the guys covered too, with great deals on men's spring shirts. So what are you waiting for? You can head on over to a Ross to save big. This spring, you need to start saving at Ross. Believe me, your wallet will thank you,
because you deserve to look like $1 million without spending it. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.